Trump vows to get service members every last penny during government shutdown. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 5, 2025. President Donald Trump vowed that he would get United States military service members every last penny as the government shutdown stretched into its fifth day. The U.S. Navy always stands for America, Trump said while speaking at Naval Station Norfolk on Sunday for the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversary. As Commander-in-Chief, I will always stand for you, I promise you that. You know that, that's why you voted for me in numbers that nobody's ever seen before. And, I want you to know that, despite the current Democrat-induced shutdown, we will get our service members every last penny. Trump continued to tell the U.S. military service members not to worry, adding that he was supporting the across-the-board pay raises for every sailor and service member of the United States Armed Force. According to the website for the National Military Family Association, due to the government's shutdown, federal programs and services deemed non-essential are closed. Per the website, service members have to report to work. The military's role in defending the country is considered essential for national security. As a result, service members continue to work during the shutdown. Service members have received their pay on October 1st. The October 1st payday covered the period before the government shutdown, so those funds were disbursed as usual. If the shutdown lasts longer than 2 weeks, future paydays may be impacted. To prevent military families from missing a paycheck in the event of an extended shutdown, Congress should pass the Pay Our Troops Act, H.R. 5401, which would ensure that service members are paid even during a government shutdown. Trump continued to criticize Democrats for advocating for free health care to be provided to illegal aliens, and pointed out that giving money to illegal aliens results in illegal migrants coming in by the millions. They want to give all of our money to illegal aliens that pour into the country, and you know, I have a bigger heart than they do. But the problem is, when you do that, they come in by the millions, Trump said. As Breitbart News reported, while Democrats such as Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, and Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, have said the government shutdown fight is over, Democrats seeking to provide free health care to illegal aliens, Democrat leaders have denied that their party is advocating for health care for illegal aliens. During an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, Tapper asked Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, about how Republicans were pointing out that a section in the Democratic stopgap funding proposal would end up repealing a section of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that addresses Medicaid and that reduced federal reimbursement for emergency Medicaid for hospitals, which went to helping people such as undocumented migrants. Schumer responded by describing it as a lot of bull, and claimed that not a single federal dollar goes to undocumented immigrants.